Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Some credit cards are not so nice. But the CEFQ MasterCard has nice rates and nice benefits. And a nice offer. Learn more today. CEFQ, not a bank. Better.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Happening in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield.
Are the Blackhawks going to be the number one team in Chicago?
Well, there's no reason why you can't shoot for that. I mean, you know, NFL football is still NFL football, and you respect certainly that game and how big the Bears are. But, you know, if you set your sights, you know, low enough, I promise you're going to hit it. So you might as well set it high. So to answer your question, absolutely, you go after it, and why not?
That's Blackhawks owner Rocky Wirtz on with Mully and Hanley this morning. And whether or not the Hawks are the number one team in the city in terms of popularity, they're certainly the most successful franchise in the city right now. Tonight they've got Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final at the United Center against the Lightning. Series tied at a game apiece. Brian Bickle, Trevor Van Riemsdyk likely to be in the Hawks lineup. David Rundblad expected to sit. Ben Bishop expected to start for Tampa in net. Plenty of intrigue, though, on the diamond tonight, both on and off the field. First, the MLB draft begins. The White Sox with the 8th pick, the Cubs selecting 9th. Then Carlos Correa makes his big league debut for the Astros when they visit Chris Sale and the White Sox in the opener of a 3-game set. Sale 2-1, a minuscule 0.38 ERA in his career against Houston. Elsewhere, Iowa State signed Steve Prohm to a 5-year deal worth about $1.5 million per season to replace Fred Hoiberg as men's basketball coach. Prohm leaves Murray State for the job. NBA Finals continue tomorrow in Cleveland. Cavs Warriors meet in Game 3 with the series tied at a game apiece. In football, the Bears have a new cornerback. They signed Tracy Porter to a 1-year deal. And Oscar Pistorius could be released to house arrest in August. The former South African sprinter in jail for killing his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. According to the Correctional Services of South Africa, a parole board approved his release from prison just 10 months after he was incarcerated. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Continental Motors. When searching for a vehicle, search ContinentalMotors.com. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. To hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene, Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. BMW Championship back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight at 6:35. Sox host the Astros on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jordan Burnfield. Have a great day, man. Thank you to everybody involved with the show today. Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris, and Brendan McCaffrey filling in for Jay Zawoski. Although Jay is getting back into town today, and we'll be broadcasting tonight after the game from the Ogden, where the boys are right now. Thank you to our guests today. Mark Potash from the Sun-Times, Harold Reynolds from MLB Network. Fun talking to him about getting drafted, getting thrown out by Bo Jackson, and more. Also, Mike Dunleavy Sr. for a few moments, and David Schuster as well after the skate.
And it's time for us to talk to the fellas. They are broadcasting live at the Ogden, 1659 West Ogden Avenue in Chicago from 1 to 6 p.m., of course, presented by Tito's Vodka. It's the fellas, Dan and Terry. What's happening?
What's not happening?
Well, it's been a crazy weekend. You got history being made in horse racing. You got you got some hockey. You got some basketball. You got both baseball teams being interesting, even though
one's not interesting.
I think the Sox are interesting if you're looking for when you have to press the eject button.
I was going to say, if autopsies are interesting, then it's interesting.
Well, you got to know when you're ejecting from this season.
All right, let me ask you a question. Even though I probably haven't answered this, given what you just mentioned as the weekend fair.
Mm-hmm.
What entertained you most?
The game.
Last LeBron? Night.
Yeah. That's one of the most historic performances of his career.
Oh, ever. That's just unbelievable.
I'd say LeBron won in the horse race a very
there
close
go,
second.
See?
Because
very
I,
close second.
I mm-hmm. made sure to...
A nose.
I ran away from my own child sporting event to duck into a bar and make
wow,
sure
look at
I was
you
there.
Go.
I would not miss that.
I got home and they were loading the last horse in the gate.
Oh, good timing, Terry.
That's awesome. Oh, my yeah. God, was it great timing. I mean, what a great call.
I was tingling watching
that's
that.
Exactly
I was
right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, exactly yeah, what it was.
I found myself actually emotional.
Yeah,
and I'm not. I'm
and
not
the
a huge
crowd
fan.
Was
all
amazing.
Of it, amazing. All of it, every
they,
bit
they
of the
didn't,
crowd.
They
was,
didn't leave.
Oh, standing for 20 minutes after.
Yep. It
was
also
electric.
It's something about the way. And I watched a good 20, 30 minutes of the build up, which is a lot for me for something like that. But they had like their finest hype possible with all the HD bells and whistles and the graphics and everything and. And then the race lived up, and he pulled away in that last quarter mile, and you're like, oh, my God, it's happening. And people were getting emotional all through the next day. I saw like media members and everybody getting emotional.
I saw reporters the next day
who were
still
Tim Layden's SI
piece. Tears in their
eyes. Yes.
I mean, it was just brilliant. But and what do these things have in common? Greatness. The reason why we love sports is watching greatness. And that's it. I mean, we get it's rare on a weekend like this to get something, two things like that, two performances you'll remember for the rest of your life, because that's
EJ. That's why I sent you to watch Secretariat run.
Yeah, no doubt. And I appreciated you from that day on because of that and other things as well. But I mean, these are, like you mentioned, not just greatness, but. Greatness, but you feel like you were invested in the greatness. You feel like that moment was not just that happening in that arena or happening in that track. It was happening in your living room. It was happening in a bar that you ducked into. It was happening for everybody.
Yeah.
So that investment in that greatness is something as well.
I did that, Bernsey, in 2004 when Smarty Jones was going for the Triple Crown. I was at a gig at a sound check, and I snuck into a bar across the street because I had to see. And I remember the call of like, and Birdstone wins the Belmont. This disappointed call as Smarty Jones got caught. And then we had this the other day. Terry, I think I saw the same thing you saw the next morning because Baffert brought the horse out and all the media were just like hanging around with the horse and like
petting the horse.
And Baffert, he's kind of a weird guy for me to figure out exactly what the hell's going on there.
Yeah,
but he
is strange.
Isn't he strange? But that moment, he was really kind of human. He's like, I just wanted to share him.
So the media could pet him.
Yeah. He said, I wanted to share him. He's just
they
such
did
a
that
special.
With LeBron, too.
Who would get more per foal? LeBron or?
Oh, I don't know. Bronny's pretty good. Yeah, I'll take him now.
Yeah. His.
Yeah, the little one is a good basketball player.
Oh, yeah. But bringing the horse out for the media, and who cares if like media are invested or not?
What was her name? She was on.
She was great on it. It was Espen. Not Colleen Dominguez? Is that who it was? No.
I don't know who she was, but she was
good.
Ready to cry.
Yeah, she was.
The next day.
It was a great
still
moment.
Ready to cry.
It was a great moment. I watched the replay. I was at a barbecue, and then all of a sudden somebody said, yeah, American Pharoah just won a Triple Crown. And we went back to barbecuing. So I watched watched the replay. And, it, you know, it's one of those things you can remember, and especially for a guy like yourself. Like in moments like that, I think about Terry, or I think about the guys who have talked horse racing with me, and that, you know, you see that love for something through them more so than you feel it yourself if it's a sport that you're not particularly interested in or fascinated by. I can feel that love through Terry about the sport.
Great moment that in the bar I was in at the corner of Montrose and Lincoln. It was just sort of kitty corner from where the baseball game was going on. And it was a Hawks crowd that was building and just sort of an early Hawks crowd. You could tell by how everybody was dressed, sort of staking out territory. And there wasn't a ton of interest. People weren't in the bar, weren't really following the